91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. This afternoon's program begins with a special Doreen's Deal segment, this one covering unlimited data, talk, and text plans offered by the big four carriers. Doreen Christensen is the consumer columnist for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. She'll sort out the various aspects of each plan, which are at best rather convoluted. Good afternoon, it's Bonnie Berman with Joseph Cooper. Today's users may find unlimited data usage a must for streaming music, services such as Skype, and TV and movie video. Doreen Christensen in minutes. And of course, Thursday brings chef author and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer with a program about the pioneering South Florida chefs known as the Mango Gang. Topical Currents up next. First, the news.
Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, it's today's Topical Currents, Thursday edition. We begin with Doreen's Deals. And Sun Sentinel consumer columnist Doreen Christensen. She's researched mobile wireless plans, especially from the four major carriers, and has advice about getting the best deals.
Especially in regard to unlimited data charges. So here we go. Welcome back, Doreen Christensen.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so this competition between the big four reminds me, remember the old airline wars?
Yep.
But at least those were decipherable. Like you kind of knew what they were offering. You get to go from here to there and pay a certain amount. But with this, it is so hard to understand. So what is going on? Start with AT&T.
Okay, well, it's getting easier to understand because T-Mobile, which seems to blaze a trail all the time that forces everybody else into a price war, is trying to simplify wireless plans. They only offer one plan, and they're now including taxes and fees in that price. But there's still a lot of fine print. Every cell phone company has a lot of fine print at the end of every single plan that you're going to read. So what happened is February 12th, Verizon announced it was going to start offering unlimited data. It had been years since it had offered an unlimited data plan. One of the reasons the carriers have begun offering these plans again is because a lot of consumers and family plans pay a lot of overage fees. I'm one of them. My two teenage sons constantly kick us over our data limit that we pay 15 gigabytes for data. We paid an extra $30 last month alone just for two extra gigs of data. So this has been a sore spot with consumers. It's a major complaint with the FCC. So these unlimited plans, once Verizon kicked in, because of course T-Mobile and Sprint started offering unlimited plans for a singular price last year. So Verizon got into the fray on that, and then AT&T days later followed suit.
Now, with these unlimited data plans, are they a lot more expensive than when you had limited data?
Well, they aren't more expensive in the fact that a lot of families are paying for multiple cell phones and a pool of shared data. So in my particular case, I hate to tell you guys this, we were paying more than $470 a month to AT&T for cellular service. Yes.
Doreen,
I know. Well, here's the thing.
Who never pays full price for anything.
Right. Well, I was paying full price because we had two legacy iPhone plans that were grandfathered in for unlimited data from 2009. And the price of that service kept going up. I had separate plans with a pool of data for my two sons, and they kept going over. So by the time we were said and done, $470 a month, when AT&T announced this on Thursday, that it was starting on Friday, I immediately got on the phone. I switched all of us to the unlimited data plan, and we're going to save $3,200 a year.
How much a month?
It's going to drop to $202 a month.
I ask what your sons were using all the data for?
Oh, they're online looking at YouTube videos. They're streaming shows. It's video. See, this is a very video-consumed society, and people love streaming video on their devices.
Dare I ask how long it took you on the phone with AT&T to switch?
Well, that's a whole nother story because they actually, they process my order in a very nice fashion, as they always do. It took about an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then I discovered on Sunday that none of the changes that I made to the account took effect.
So you had to call back for another hour and a half.
I did have to call back, and I was not a
happy camper. All those operators at AT&T are so good at apologizing.
They are good at
apologizing. School.
They are good. Right. You know, it's funny that my two unlimited legacy iPhone plans disappeared from the plan immediately. That's the only thing that went
that
right.
That did disappear. They were happy to get rid of those.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, all four of us were sharing 15 gigs of data. And I'm, you know, I'm a big user of my phone on the go, you know, for my work, obviously. And so I definitely was eating up a lot of data. By Sunday, we realized how much because, you know, we get notifications from
yes,
them.
You've used 75%. I get that every month. You're used 75%
right.
of your data.
And it was only like 3 seconds into the billing cycle. But I just wanted to quickly go over what the offers are and sort of compare and contrast what the plans are. So Verizon, what they announced on February 12th, they were offering this 4 gig, unlimited 4 gigs, 4G data, talk, and text for $80 per month for the first line. The family plan is $180, which is $45 a line for 4 lines. Now, fees and taxes add another $5 or so per line. So you can keep your current plan. You have to opt into these plans, by the way. If you don't have these plans, you have to call and make the change like I did. So they offer mobile hotspot and calling. But one of the things you can't do is use your corporate discount. If you have a corporate discount that you apply, you know, you can get between 15, 20% off. You can't use that with the plan. So contrasting Verizon's offer to AT&T, they decided last Friday, which they are the number two carrier, by the way. Verizon is the number one carrier. They offer the same unlimited data plan for the same price. 4 lines is $180, but the first line is $100 plus taxes and fees. Each additional line is $40, with the fourth line being free. Now, right there, you're already it's a mouthful just getting that out. But the flip side of it is AT&T does let you use your corporate discount, which I happen to get a 20% discount through my company. So it sort of offsets the difference in initial line prices. In the end, it's 180, so it doesn't matter. They're comparable.
Just to be clear, these are not introductory offers, correct? In a year, they're not going to come back and say...
I can't say that. I can say that they say for a limited time, or there's language usually inserted in there that lets
that
them off the hook to raise
you.
The price.
Right.
I mean, you don't know what the future's going to hold.
What happens if net neutrality is excised?
Well, I mean, that's
all the prices will change.
You know, that's a settled question by the FCC. They have said that, you know, the FCC, first of all, from the previous administration, has been very aggressive about cell phone abuses by the big carriers. So I don't know if that's going to change under the new head of the FCC, who is much more friendly to the carriers. But net neutrality is not really a factor in that, you know, because internet is separate from cellular services. But what I do want to point out is T-Mobile, which is I've referred to before as the scrappy little number three carrier. Last fall, they started offering what they called the T-Mobile One program, unlimited plan, which allowed customers to stream in 480p resolution, which is HD but not full HD. So that cut the usage of the bandwidth on their network and allowed people to watch video, and they were able to offer unlimited services at a rate for their network that allowed people to get what they needed, and they were able to deliver the quality.
Right.
Obviously, you're watching on a smaller device, so the quality is not the same as if you're watching on a big screen TV. But they got into the act and started sweetening their offer for T-Mobile One. They recently announced they were including taxes and fees in the price, which is $160 a month for 4 lines or $70 a month for a single. And one of the things that they're now including, which wasn't included initially, is 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot. So you can power the internet on your computer, say, by turning your phone into a hotspot. And that's something they had been charging extra. So they threw that in. They're definitely offering other perks like a $10 a month kickback per credit if you use less than 2 gigabytes of data a month. So if you're not a big consumer of data, you're going to get something back. But wait, there's more. Yeah, Sprint, in a flurry of press releases, kept changing their unlimited plan last week. So they started offering a deal last week which gives you up to 5 lines for $90.
How's their coverage?
Well, that's the thing. You need to. That's one thing that I want to say. If you're thinking about switching carriers, you need to carefully look over the coverage map of the carrier you're considering. Make sure that there's good cell phone service and data coverage to the areas where you live and also where you frequently travel.
Right.
Because your cell phone, if it's dead and you can't make a phone call or
doesn't
search
matter
a map,
how cheap
you know,
it is. On,
right. It doesn't matter how much you're saving because it's useless. So, I, you know, Sprint does have the least amount of coverage. That's why it's the number four carrier, but they are trying to make up for it, obviously, in price, because $90 for five lines for unlimited is pretty sweet. They're also offering for a limited time a free iPhone 7 if you switch. So if Sprint's going to work for you, you can get a free iPhone 7 out of the deal in the form of a bill credit every month, which is going to tie you to them, obviously, because then you'll have to pay off the device if you want to leave the carrier. But you can save some big bucks. And that is for that $90 for five lines, that is going to change in 12 months or so. They've already said out front in their small print that they're going to change, that they're going to up the price.
Let's bring in our listeners. Are you confused by your bill, or do you just not even bother to look at it? Doreen wouldn't like that.
No, you got to look at your bill, guys. That's how you catch little charges that sneak in there that you didn't know about.
Are you confused by what you're paying, or would you like to pay less anyway? Our number, 1-800-743-9576, 1-800-743-9576. Emails radio@wlrn.org.
So another area that I wanted to just mention, you know, you don't necessarily have to use the big four carriers to get good service. A column I wrote late last year discussed some of these smaller carriers that are very highly rated by Consumer Reports. They consist of Consumer Cellular, Ting Mobile, Rock Mobile, Great Call, Credo Mobile. These are no contract services. And there, some of the prices start at just $10 a month for cell phone service.
Now, but how good is the service?
Well, the service, their consumer ratings are extremely high. Huh. And they piggyback on the big four networks. So they take part of the networks, and that's how they convey their signals. So it's not like they're starting from scratch and building mm-hmm. their own signal. They're piggybacking on the big carriers. But one of the things that I'd like to point out is that Consumer Cellular is the top rated company through Consumer Reports, and the average bill is about $25 a month. But one thing that I want to just point out, Ting Cellular is a company that only bills you for what you use. So you sign up, you decide what you want. You want 500 text messages a month, you want 2 gigs of data, you want X amount of minutes. It's like $6 a line, which is crazy. You're paying $20 or more a line for most cell phones. And what they do is if you go over, if you use 3 gigs of data, they just bill you up the next level.
What's the name of them?
The name is Ting Mobile, and I am so impressed with Ting.
Why don't you use them?
Well, unfortunately, I need good, fast 4G coverage and reliable all over the country because I travel a lot and I use my phone for work, and there's a number of reasons why. Now,
and the plans with your kids.
Right, and it's important to note, you know, the new one, you know, these unlimited plans can save you money, and if you don't care if your kid has, you know, really super fast 4G service, you know, you should look hard at some of these cheaper plans in a way to contain costs. But AT&T and Verizon, you know, Verizon's number one, AT&T's number two. They have the largest, most built-out networks, and they give the most reliable service in the most places in the country, which is why they're the biggest. They've spent a lot of money on infrastructure.
If you don't have a family, if you're a single person, mm-hmm. is there an advantage with one over another?
I mean, if T-Mobile's coverage works for you for $70 a month, that's what I'd go for, because they have better coverage in most instances than Sprint if you look at the map. But
what about compared to Verizon and AT&T?
Well, I mean, it's hard to compare that because, again, AT&T and Verizon have seriously built out networks that they've invested billions of dollars in infrastructure. So it depends on what your needs are. My needs are definitely for a bigger, more reliable service, and I'm willing to pay a premium for that.
We're speaking with Doreen Christensen. She's an award-winning senior columnist covering consumer, lifestyle, entertainment topics for the Sun Sentinel. She's never paid full price for anything except AT&T was getting her. So we're going to
feather in their cap.
We have calls and emails. We're going to come back in a moment and take them. Stay with us.
And we're back. It's today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, and Doreen Christensen, Sun Sentinel consumer columnist. We're talking about the four major carriers here, and all about data and mobile phones.
And other stuff. Let's go. We're going to go to calls and emails. Okay, Peter's going to be in Europe this summer. Is there an advantage to using local temporary service with a SIM card rather than, say, Verizon's European plan for minutes and data?
Absolutely.
There is an advantage.
Oh, there's absolutely an advantage. Basically, cell phone service in Europe and data is a fraction, costs a fraction of what we pay for here. So I went to Europe and I did opt into AT&T's passport service, which allowed you, you know, access to certain hotspots and stuff. It didn't work very well. I paid $30. I really didn't have service on the go. I'd have to go to an internet cafe and buy a cappuccino or something in Italy so I could log into their network and check emails. And because if you leave your data roaming on from your carrier and make no, you can end up with a $5,000 cell phone bill. I mean, you can read all kinds of nightmares about that on the internet. So, yes, I recommend doing some research on the internet on how you pop the little SIM card out of your phone. You buy a SIM card in Europe with service that's compatible with your device. You pop it in, and you're ready to go.
Okay, some phone calls. Please be brief. Don in Miami, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say I was glad to hear you talk about consumer cellular. I've been with a variety of services over the years with contracts, so on, and I subscribed to Consumer Reports, and I saw how well they reviewed Consumer Cellular, so I recently signed up for that with no contract, and excellent service. They use AT&T's LTE network,
right?
And they give you an AARP discount.
How much are you paying a month for your cell service, and how much data do you contract for?
I'm paying $28.50 per month, and I don't use much data, so I only got the 500 megabyte service.
Oh wow, that's nothing. So that's one email download or a photo. So you got. But what happens if you go over? Do they just bill you more, or is there a penalty?
No, I don't think I ever go over about 200 or 300.
Wi-Fi is your friend. So good for you.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that. If you don't use a lot of data, those plans, you have to look really hard at those plans because there's some big savings there.
Okay, we have to run. Thanks.
Okay, Don. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And we'll move along to Greg in Boca. Greg, you're up. Hi.
Yeah, I've been on AT&T, Verizon, and Consumer Cellular, increasingly use more data, and my bills were going up too high. So 2 years ago, I switched to Metro PCS, and I've never paid more than $40 a month, unlimited everything. Of course, I only used 3 gigs of high-speed data. The 1 month I went over, I had to top off another gig for $5, which I easily did on their app in 5 minutes. And it's never been a dollar more than that, and I'm really sold on them. And gradually, I brought my whole family around. All of them were paying hundreds of dollars a month. None of them are paying more now than $40, $50, or $60. It's $40 for 3 gigs of data, $50 for 5 gigs, and $60 for unlimited data. And
well, you know
I'm
what?
On the phone on data all the time, and I don't use more than 3 gigs a month because they don't count streaming. Streaming is not counted out of your data.
And one of the things that, and you're absolutely right, very good for you that you've sought other alternatives, because prepaid cell plans like Straight Talk from Walmart or Metro PCS or some other plans offer some serious savings. And they do, one of the things that they do in order to control your data use, if you have an unlimited plan, they do start throttling you. You start getting
They're
a
on
lower
Metro
speed.
PCS, by the way.
Metro
They're merged
PCS.
With Metro PCS. So I don't know who Walmart's on, but I stopped having all my calls drop. I had calls drop constantly on AT&T, Verizon, and Consumer Cellular, which uses the AT&T network. On Metro, since they merged with T-Mobile, I've not had a single drop call.
Well, one of the things you need to understand, too, though, is if you look at their coverage map, you could have, you know, you could travel or move somewhere or go somewhere and you may not have any service. So, you know, reliability is another factor and you need to factor that into your decisions.
Okay,
but
Bonnie,
thanks for calling
all the time and never have been for want of a fast data connection.
Okay,
all
thanks.
Right. Thank you for calling, Greg.
Thank you.
Okay. Renato writes, what would be the best carrier for international calling to the U.S.? Are companies looking for consistency in pricing as well as reliable service? Our people mostly travel to Europe. I understand T-Mobile seems to have an international plan, but other carriers are mentioning much on international rates.
Well, that's true. And one of the things that Verizon and AT&T did, adding to their plans, was free calling to Canada and Mexico. And Verizon's also offering a half a megabyte per day of high-speed data in those countries, too. AT&T is allowing you to text, and they're also expanding as part of their unlimited service. They're also expanding texting to 140, I think it's 140 different countries. So you need to explore those international plans. I don't have a lot of advice for you as far as a business customer consuming data and calling in the U.S. with a cell phone plan. So you basically are going to have to do your research and see what, compare the different plans to see who offers you the best offer for what your needs are.
And then check the coverage.
Yeah, always check coverage.
Always check coverage.
Okay. And we move along to Mark in Miami. Mark, you're up. Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I've got a question and then and a comment that you might enjoy. The question very quickly is, I'm one of the old holdouts of AT&T from the early days where they forced us to have unlimited to get an iPhone.
Yes.
And I am watching this war with glee and waiting to pay the one that survives at the end of the next couple of weeks, especially since I can get out of my AT&T contract without a penalty when they raised our unlimited rates by $5 about
yes,
a couple of
weeks
ago.
Yes, for the second time in less than 12
exactly.
months.
Exactly. So my question was, is there any reason whatsoever that you can think of to stay with AT&T, even if it's, you know, a pending lawsuit over the unlimited, in quotes, fiasco?
Well, first of all, it's a big, huge hassle to change carriers. I mean, you usually have your phone financed. There's all kinds of things going on. You're not sure if your phone's compatible with a different network because they don't play well. Some, you know, Verizon uses CDMA technology. AT&T uses GSM. There's all this gobbledygook, and it freaks people out. Most of the carriers offer incentives for coming to a new carrier. You know, they offer $150 for switching, or they offer to pay, you know, various promotions come and go, but it's confusing. But what I will say is, if you find that AT&T, the grandfather plan, what are you paying for that now? Like I was, are you paying about $130 a month?
I have negotiated and cajoled over the years, and I have a really unusual situation where I'm paying about $145 after taxes
okay.
for two lines, unlimited talk, text, and data.
Okay, well, that's exactly what you can get right now in the AT&T yeah. unlimited plan, $100 and $40 for a second phone, so $140 unlimited mm-hmm. everything.
Okay.
I appreciate it. And the comment, I since you're a consumer advocate, you'll appreciate this. After years of having AT&T pack a bunch of features that I never asked for on my bill and some weird charges, and then finding out they were doing the same to my elderly father, I'm a software developer. I wrote a little bot that I feed the PDF AT&T bills, and it actually flags any changes they've made in it. And huh. it's amazing that that's what it took in order to catch their shenanigans.
Well, that's interesting. That's... You know what? Send me that to my email address at dchristensen@sunsentinel.com. I'd love to take a look at that. That sounds very interesting.
It would be my pleasure. Can you repeat that for me, please?
It's dchristensen, dchristensen at sunsentinel.com.
It would be my pleasure.
Okay,
thank you very
great.
Much.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye.
One of the things I wanted to mention to everybody real quickly is you can find my column that I wrote last Sunday on these unlimited plans and many other consumer-based stories about how to save on cellular phone plans on my Shop-O-Matic blog. You can get that at sunsentinel.com/shop. Also, join me on social media. You can like my Doreen's Deals Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at Pretty Good Ideas.
Okay, Doreen.
My head's going to explode.
No, okay. A quick question. Richard wants to know, it's a deal if you have four people on the plan. What if you only have two?
Well, they offer, like I said, Verizon was $80 for the first line, and then it's $45 for the second line. AT&T, $100 for the first, $40 for the second line. So also, all the plans offer, T-Mobile is actually offering two lines for $100. And as I said, you're going to pay $90 for two lines on Sprint.
All right. Well, you've just given all the contact information, but this emailer says Metro PCS is the prepaid arm of T-Mobile. Cricket is the prepaid arm of AT&T.
Yeah, Cricket's not really a prepaid arm, but yes.
Okay, the same goes for Boost Mobile being part of Sprint. and all the companies offer no contract, all in services.
Yes,
for
well,
a
they're
price.
All offering no contracts now, basically.
Okay. All right. Doreen Christensen never pays full price for anything. 35-year veteran of the Sun Sentinel, award-winning senior columnist covering consumer news. Again, at sunsentinel.com/shop, her blog. Thanks, Doreen.
Thanks, everybody. See you next time.
See you next time.